to our Virginia Banking Monthly readers. I am Chandler Odom, and I'm the Vice President of Communications and Strategy at the Virginia Bankers Association. I'm so thrilled to be joined today by Alvin Payne, Business Banking Team Lead at Atlantic Union Bank and current Virginia Banker School of Bank Management student, for this special VBA member spotlight in recognition of Veterans Day. Alvin is a 1995 graduate of the United States Naval Academy and served 5 years in the U.S. Navy before becoming a banker. Alvin, we are so excited to hear more about your story, so we're going to go ahead and dive right in. Tell us about your path from a military service to becoming a banker, and what led you to the industry and what has kept you in the industry for more than 20 years.
Well, thank you, Chan. And I can tell you what led me into the industry is what's kept me in the industry. And that's mainly to help bridge the financial literacy and the systemic equity gaps that are out in our communities. When I left the military, I started in debt collections. And after, I say, about a year or so, I noticed a trend and a pattern that bothered me. And that pattern was, I couldn't understand why people could not pay their debts. I was calling to collect on delinquent car loans, furniture loans, and credit card bills. And I couldn't understand why people couldn't pay the debts. So my mentor at the time said, well, Alvin, if you'd like to know how people got into that situation, you may need to look on the front end to see how it started. And so I started searching around for bank jobs, and fortunately was hired into the bank at that time back in 2004.
Thank you so much. So we read about you that you pride yourself on incorporating the values of respect, teamwork, service, personal excellence, and accountability in both your professional and personal life. Talk to us about how these principles impacted both your military service as well as your banking career.
Well, I can tell you, respect was learned in the household. I have seven brothers and one sister. And if any of us ever disrespected mom or dad, we all paid for it. So I carried that into the military. And it made it easier to respect the oath of office that I had taken and also the chain of command. And in banking, I make it my practice to respect all of my clients and teammates and their differences and opinion. Teamwork goes without saying. In the military, you have to have teamwork in order to be successful. We didn't get to pick and choose or hire who our team would be. We had to make it work to have a successful mission. And in banking, of course, our company could not be profitable without teamwork. So we use that philosophy every day in banking as well. Personal excellence and accountability, that's something I just hold myself to a high standard of accountability every day. Because I personally feel that from the opportunities that I've been given, I owe a debt to society that I can never repay. And this is just something I pride myself in every day, as being showing an excellent demeanor and holding myself to a high standard of accountability for anyone that may be watching me and trying to do better themselves.
So attracting and retaining talent seem to be across the board issues. What can our industry do to recruit talent from non-traditional avenues, for example, building relationships with veterans groups?
Well, I'll tell you, Chandler, this is interesting and a topic of conversation I have with a lot of my colleagues. But we really have to think outside of our traditional norm. And one of my favorite sayings in life is that we need to listen to understand and not listen to respond. And we need to listen to what the industry is telling us. The industry is now flooded with millennials and Gen Zers. And what they're telling us is that they like flashy, techie stuff. So the companies that have the flashy, techie, attractive ways of getting their attention, they're going to win. Veterans alike, veterans know veterans. And I'll tell you one thing I find interesting. I attend several Navy football games and the Army-Navy game every year. And you have, say, 65,000 people, of which probably 60,000 are veterans. So I'm there and I look around the stadium to see, you know, what companies are trying to grab these veterans' attention while they have them right here in one area. And I rarely see anything outside of government agencies that are advertising it. So that would be one strategy I would suggest is go where the veterans are. And for banks, a bank that has a strong government contracting area is going to do well with attracting veterans, because, again, veterans know veterans are going to spread the word, And we could find a nice hiring base from those companies if we bank them, build those relationships.
That's great. Thank you so much. And building on that idea, talk to us about ongoing inclusion or belonging initiatives at your bank and how veteran employees can continue to feel supported by the bank after they are hired.
Well, we recently started, I'm proud to say, we recently started an employee resource group for veterans. So I'll have more to report on that probably in a few months, but it's good to know that we do have the support of our company and that we do have an arm for our veterans that are employed here.
We're definitely going to touch base with you and hear more about that soon. And we're so glad that you guys have started that over at Atlantic Union Bank. So we're going to do a quick lightning round. This is one of our favorite things that we do with our interviews. So I'm going to just jump right in, and these are going to be our quick, short answers. So first one we have for you is, if you were an action figure, what accessories would be sold with you?
Wow. If I were an action figure, I'm not going to tell you what type of action figure I'd be, but I'd want a Callaway 8-iron as an accessory to be sold with me. I'm dangerous with that.
I love that. That's awesome. So you learn a lot about people with these questions. If you could go back and rewatch a show or reread a book for the first time, what would it be?
Well, I'll tell you, Chandler, every time I watch Top Gun, it's like watching it for the first time. So I'd have to say Top Gun to this question, because I could watch it tonight and it seemed like I'm watching it for the first time.
Have you seen the sequel? Have you seen the next one?
20 times already.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love it. Top thing on your bucket list.
Okay, so you'll see a theme going here. To hit a hole in one. One day, hopefully I'll get a score a hole in one.
Absolutely, yes. What habit do you have now that you wish you had started much earlier in your life?
Along the same lines, golfing. I wish I would have started earlier in life instead of 8 years ago.
And I might know the answer to this one by now, but if you weren't a banker, what would you be?
Well, surprisingly, I would want to be a philanthropist.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, I want to just wrap us up with one more question here. What would you like our Virginia Banking Monthly audience to know about veterans as we celebrate Veterans Day?
The one thing that I would like for everyone to know and understand is that every veteran, whether you know them or not, at one point in their life, they were willing to make a sacrifice for you and your individual freedoms. So whenever you see a veteran, please keep that in mind.
I don't think there's anything else more important to remember and to take away from this interview. So we just thank you so much for spending some time with us. And we thank you and all veterans for your service. And we wish you a happy Veterans Day. Thank you, Alvin.